And now your second hour of Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And we're back. Peter's looking at me. I'm like, oh, I like this intro. Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections at 7:07 p.m. And if you actually saw me, what I'm doing after, you know, our quick break for the minute of the news, I'm running back to Peter. I'm like, do you have this song? This artist is calling in from Vegas. We got this MP3 from this major director. I got Darren here. I got three other people that came in the station. I'm like, okay, chill time. And I got Yvonne still on the phone, right?
Oh, she's still here with us?
Oh, yay. Okay, Yvonne, we're also having King of the Hollywood Blues. Gene Anderson was on tour with the Funkadelics as well. Dear friend of mine walked me down the aisle in Las Vegas when we got married.
I remember that.
I know. What a memory maker. And he's in Vegas and he'll be calling in. And also, I want to tell everybody at 7:30, because she had it mixed up on times, Kathleen Bradley from The Price is Right will be calling in. She's got a new opportunity for business for everybody, and I just went under her on something, and she's going to explain it and how everything works. And
wasn't she on before?
Yeah, she was, but there's a new business opportunity, Yvonne, that she has. It's called Game Loot, but she's going to tell you all about it. And what she's doing, and the grand opening is going to be in Vegas, and it's pretty cool. What I saw, what she's up to, and you know, here she is, still in the business and making things happen. So 7:30, she's going to call in, and we're really excited. Now, in the meantime, Peter, while he's on the phone, we're going to go to your MP3 for a second before we forget, and then we're going to come back to Darren because Darren's going to be with us for the full hour as well. And while Peter is getting that MP3 ready, I do want to ask you, anybody that's out there, I have two more days. I help an independent producer at Home Shopping Network. And so what I'm doing is I'm working with Keith Urban, Randy Jackson, Joy Mangano. Yeah. So if you guys or anybody out there that wants to maybe try out for one of the testimonies, you will actually send in a video to me saying why you would like the Keith Urban guitar. I'm working on that one right now. And send me a video to drhollywoodconnections@gmail.com. Now think of Dr. Hollywood, because that's my initials. And so what you'll do is say, hi, Rob Anderson and Dawn Reese. I would like the Keith Urban guitar because. Now you play guitar.
I do.
We should send you. I have an artist that's here that is going to play live on the air shortly, and we're going to audition him for the Keith Urban guitar.
Awesome.
I'm going to send it in. Yes, please, Darren, jump in. We're sharing today.
I actually did the Randy Jackson guitar for HSN, and actually I have the Randy Jackson guitar.
Oh, how do you like it?
I love it. It's great. It sounds great. It has great music. I mean, right, sounds clear.
We're going to have you come back and play the guitar.
I play the guitar, and I sing, too. In fact, I don't know if you remember this years ago, Dawn, but how we met was me singing at the bar when I was like 20.
I know.
That was like 13 years ago.
That was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. That was in Orlando when I was there. Mm-hmm. I know we go way back and people come back and say, Dawn, remember back when? I'm like, oh my God.
I sang Dirty Pop from NSYNC. I'll never forget that.
Oh my gosh. And look at all you've done in 13 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Quick. And when we met, what was I working with Sherry at the time, the top agent? Or
I think so. I think actually you were getting...
Getting
going.
In, yeah.
We were doing interviews.
That's right.
We did an interview actually out here in St. Pete a while back ago. About 6-7 years ago.
It's so funny. I know half the stuff is up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I have only 4,000 clips up there.
She beats me. I have 156 to be exact.
But you're in the business and that's what counts. So, Peter, let's go to this amazing artist. Tell everybody your name again.
My name's Adrian Blade.
And he's a film director. And we also have his assistant director.
Robert Smith.
That's right. And you're also an artist, so we're going to play your music.
Yes.
Okay, and we'll be right back. Now, do you have your music on MP3?
We'll be right back.
Okay. So that's a little bit of your music, and that you just said something,
yeah,
King James.
Yeah, I was wanted to ask him where he got his inspiration from, because I watch Criminal Minds all the time, and, you know, they got different scenarios of all the serial killers.
When I was younger, I was actually a corrections officer for the criminally insane.
Ooh.
And I worked a maximum security ward, so I got to deal with those people. I shouldn't say that, I guess, but firsthand.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there were some very unusual characters.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them you couldn't even tell. My girlfriend walked in one night, and there was a guy sitting on my desk that was blonde hair, blue eyed, very good looking, and she brought me lunch, and she goes, "How long have you been working with him?" And I said, "Well, I don't work with him. He's an inmate." And she said, "He's an inmate? What'd he do?" And I said, "Well, the doctor said he had one episode, and he killed his family. And he cut them up and put them in the freezer and then ate them for about 6 months."
Oh, geez.
Whoa. And
well, thank God we're working with...
he's related to Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
So
Beaming Hope Church is here in the house.
So I just took my experiences from dealing with everybody like that, and I kind of rolled it all into one character.
Uh-huh.
And then I gave it to Rob, and I said, "Now, you add your part to it." So... he's done a great job so far, from what I can tell. I mean, from talking to him and his ideas. He actually was there from day one when mm-hmm. I came up with this idea. Literally the first night, he went home and said he had a dream about it and came back, and he said, "I got the hook for it." And I thought, "Oh, I like this guy. We just met."
Oh,
so,
really?
Oh, wow.
So we became friends over the next few days, and we've kept in touch. And I said, "I want this guy to play the lead. I want him as a killer."
Wow.
And he's been perfect. So, and he's helped me greatly. So now he's my assistant director, and he's the star of the movie.
So we have actually like a more horror film, you know, kind of not really, but a serial killer film.
It's got a little, it's not going to be so much horror, but there is a lot of twists and turns, and there's a lot of psychological situations. So it's a chess game between him and the lead detective all the way through.
And you're shooting here in Florida. We're excited. Yes. Now, I have a special VIP guest on the line from Las Vegas, Nevada, my dear friend that walked me down the aisle, King of the Hollywood Blues, Gene Anderson. How are you, Gene?
I'm in wonderful condition because I'm talking to the most magnificent person I know, Miss Dawn Reese.
Thank you, Gene, and we love you. And
how's your illustrious husband?
He's fabulous. Yes, Mr. Arnold is getting the boat. We have a charter,
Oh my God! I know he got the best of the deal.
Yes, guys, here you know the Funkadelics, Gene Anderson.
Yes, absolutely.
Say hi to Gene.
Yeah, Funkadelics. We bump them up around the world.
How you doing tonight, Gene?
I'm doing excellent. Matter of fact, I'm so blessed. I've got to pinch myself to make sure that is true.
Hi, Gene. This is Darren. How are you?
I'm great, Darren. How are you doing, my friend? I'm glad to hear your voice.
You as well. I hear great things that you're doing up there.
Man, let me tell you, so many things are happening. Matter of fact, the Black Music Association is inducting me into the Las Vegas Music Hall of Fame.
Congratulations.
Oh, wait. Yeah. We have a congratulations song.
That is awesome.
They got Della Reese.
That is amazing.
Red Fox, Prince Spencer, Sammy Davis Jr., and somehow, I don't know how it happened, but somehow they got me up in there. I said, uh-oh.
That is amazing.
Oh, you are definitely among the royalty.
Well, you know, Gene used to open up for Red Fox, and Red Fox was his mentor and best friend down there.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, Red Fox brought me to the town.
Can I tell you a story real quick? This is story time on Hollywood Connections. Yvonne, are you still there?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm still here.
I know. Say hi to Gene. Our co-host is at home today. But Gene.
Hi, Gene. How are you?
Hey.
Our Miss Beautiful Yvonne. Well, you know, when Gene and I had met, I was at the pre-Grammy event, and I was working actually with Mr. Brown. I was his entertainment reporter out of college. And Gene was there with Ed Townsend. Remember Ed, Gene?
Yeah, Ed Townsend, he wrote that song, For Your Love, and he wrote, Just Get It On for Marvin Gaye.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes, he did.
I remember.
Yeah, really. And that was my guy.
I know. And so what Gene happened to have, this is what's funny. Gene saw me and then he actually kind of kidnapped me. He took me to the side and he goes, I've got all of these screenplays and they're so good. And he took my car keys and he wouldn't let me go out of Kinko's. And then we became best friends. But the main cool thing was Ed Townsend. We were on the pre-Grammy event and you looked over at Ed and said, give Dawn $1 million for her TV show. And remember that?
Yeah, I told Ed, we was in the middle of a television interview. I told Ed that you remember your promise of $1 million. He almost swallowed his thing off.
Yeah, that was my dear friend. And
I told Ed, you got to give us a girl. You promise you're going to give us $1 million. He said,
And Gene has believed in what I'm doing and Hollywood Connections with my reporters out there and everybody. And, you know, do we have one of Gene's songs? Hold on, Gene. He's going to play something of yours. There's so many songs on YouTube.
That's wonderful.
All right, hold on the line, Gene. Hold on.
Excellent.
Hold on.
I knew I have to succeed. Was set by you, girl.
I was inspired by Michael Jackson back in the day, so that's why when I wrote my album is completely pop music because Billie Jean, when they wrote Billie Jean, it was everything. I mean, I literally had probably about 9 or 10 videos on YouTube of me just literally doing nothing but Michael Jackson's Moonwalk, Michael Jackson's Billie Jean music.
Yeah.
I mean, beat it, everything. Michael Jackson had, like, for me, just... was an amazing talent. I mean, no one could beat him. Could just not. There you go.
I know.
Jean. I mean, he was a king of pop, and you get to work with. I mean, you guys are all amazing up there. I would love to come up there and visit y'all one time because, you know, I always told my mother to this day, African American music, people who write African American music that write the most people that write the songs, they have the most soul out of any style that I've ever met because. I write songs. I perform them. I mean, they can't be beaten. Even Elvis Presley had African American writers. Amazing. You guys are awesome.
Well, let me explain something to you. Down there in Memphis, Tennessee, the music was mixed. All of the Aretha Franklin stuff, it was cut by white and black guys.
Yep, I
remember that.
All
that Elvis Presley stuff was cut by white and black
it's
guys.
True. Oh, yeah, I agree.
So it ain't just a one ethnic
no,
type
know.
Of situation.
Oh, I know
it's
that.
It's a collaborated thing on the realism of what your purpose is.
Right, I agree.
And the purpose is to be able to get the most out of the composition and to be able to fulfill the requests of your fans. It's
I agree.
All about the fans. It ain't about
oh,
you.
Oh, I agree. It's not.
You are a representative of what your fan base requires.
That's right.
And you're fortunate if you have enough fans to require things from you.
Right. And I know it's also, you know, white and African American, of course, but, you know, it's just that they have amazing writers. I mean, they're just
well,
fantastic
you know
what they do.
That boy, what's his name?
Which, Darren?
The Michael Jackson?
Guy, what's his name? The old guy.
What old guy?
He wrote all the hits. Willie Nelson.
Oh, yeah, Willie Nelson.
Willie
fantastic,
Nelson.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Willie Nelson wrote a gang of hits for Ray Charles.
That's right. So it is, I
yes,
can understand it's both sides.
I think it's also the presentation of the
right.
music. They wrote it.
So, you know, the game goes on and on and around and around.
I agree.
Willie Nelson could write could write for Ray Charles, but
that's
I think what Ray Charles put to the
music.
Well, Nelson's one of the greatest writers for whatever kind of music in the world. Right.
Yes, but the person who's expressing.
And you know, it was two white guys wrote all the hits for the Coasters, Charlie Brown and all that stuff.
I agree.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's a mix. It's,
no, it's a mixed color, white or African American. It's just that I just know the soul, like Soul Train.
Yeah,
you know, that's what I grew up loving. So that's where
well,
I come from.
You know what? Soul Train was a spinoff of Dick Clark's Dance.
That's
show.
True. That is true. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
So,
see, she educates me. She educates me because I'm young.
It's an interweaving thing. It's about the American people's music.
I agree.
And we all have a contribution.
Yes.
That's right.
That's what it is. The contribution is massive.
It's true.
Oh, could I ask a question?
Yes, Yvonne, you're our co-host.
The other music, I heard you speak about somebody named Adrian Blake and Robert Smith, and then you played some music. What type of music was that?
Who?
Adrian Blake and...
And Robert
Smith. No, you're talking about Huey Blake.
No, it's Blade, but that's okay.
Oh, that's you, yes.
Yeah, that's me. She's talking about the music you played earlier.
Yes, we also have a note.
I was interested in that music because I had never really, I never heard music exactly like that before. What genre, what type of music is that? What kind of style is that?
Well, it's basically just rock and roll with some techno.
Okay.
I hope I don't sound like anybody else, but...
Well, you know what? That rock and roll with techno, that reminds me of a group called... You ever heard of them called Lizard Gizzard?
Absolutely,
yes. I've heard of that, yes.
That's rock and roll techno.
Right. Yeah,
I'm doing techno stuff now. I got a new group called the Shampoo Poo People, and we got some stuff up on YouTube. It's Shampoo People, and we got a song called
I will check that out. I promise.
It's called the Electric Jump Party. You can go up on YouTube and pull it down. And a techno dance hero. That's rock and roll. That's called funk techno. W-N-K techno.
I'm looking forward to it. That sounds awesome. Thank you. I will look that up.
So you can go up online. Let me tell you, that techno music, it has, people don't really know it, but it has about six different genres of techno.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, I'm
familiar with that. I'm cutting a lot of that now.
That's awesome. And Gene, you also have a champagne that you're tell everybody about that. Your champagne.
Yes, I do. It's called Gene Anderson, Sparkling Wine of the Stars. If you feel like a star, then drink like a star. AKA also known as the Shampoo.
That's right. And every star from, you've had so many stars around you, Gene. Actually, they're promoting your, champagne.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson. Quentin Tarantino, Wolfgang Puck, Eddie Griffin, George Clinton, Ice Cube, Ice T.
That's awesome.
Flavor Flav
in the house.
Hey, Gene.
Send Dawn a case.
Yes. Hey, now, actually, we're trying to get Gene Anderson here. We have some promoters, and we're trying to get him booked. So we have a promoter that worked with Wayne Wonder. And so he wants to perform here. If anybody can help us out, Promoters Land. And also, if anybody wants to start selling that, champagne that he has, we can get him in the stores. So, we need people that would like to be distributors. Right, Gene?
Exactly. Matter of fact, your promoter had called me. Oh. He's interested in my tribute show. You know, we got a big Las Vegas tribute show. It's called the Shampoo Poo Galaxy of Tribute Stars, All Kings. We have a Michael Jackson. We have a Elvis Presley, a Buddy Holly, a Rick James, Martha Vandellas, Sidney Lauper, and yours truly doing the P-Funk and the orchestra. So we got a major Las Vegas show, and your guys talking about bringing it down there to Florida. So, hey, look out, here we come. The keys, here we come.
Hold on. Hey, Peter, where's that kaboom? Do we have that? Because that's another Hollywood Connections. There we go.
Listen, Don Reese, I'll be in Vegas on the 21st.
Oh, good.
I'd like, I'd like to see that show.
Yes, and Jean, our co-host, is going to be there, so please make sure she has front row seat. And yes.
Absolutely. Have her get in touch with me, and if we play anywhere here, we're not on the road, she'll be more than welcome as my personal guest through you, and we will treat her with most dignified royalty as she would never believe. Because what we do, we pour champagne, shampoo-poo, and we also give roses to the young ladies in the audience because we got the only show on Las Vegas that's an audience participating show.
Wow. Well, Jean, guess what we're doing this weekend, September 2nd and 3rd, from 1 p.m. at the Florida Hotel and Conference Center. I'll be at the Florida Mall for Sunburst Showcase Celebrity Impersonators and Top Agents. So I'm going to be over there. If you go to sunburstconvention.com, check it out for their parking and their showcase and their general public. The phone number is 407-226. Nine, hold on, called reading glasses. If you all saw me, yes, I'm looking. 866-342-9310 is toll free. 866-342-9310 or 407-226-9088. Talk to Greg and check out Sunburst Convention. Gene Anderson, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to have you on more often.
Reese, I would do anything for you. You've been so wonderful for my career. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Dawn Reese is the only woman I know that have had every kind of beauty pageants and for the kids have been able to make them stars that have grown up from being musketeers. And instead of basketeers being non-competitors to superstars. Hey, go, girl, go.
Thank you. Gene's actually seen us, you know, through the years, people that have been on America's Got Talent and people that have taken off and young kids that we've seen taken off to be stars. So we're really excited. Gene, we love
big
you.
Big star.
Yes, they actually are. And, you know, we have, you know, a lot that are on tour with Capitol Records right now, the Hairs, with Brandon and Savannah. She was one of my beauty queens. And they're on tour. Thank you. Another kaboom. That is means if you got a connection, you're going to get a kaboom.
It was great speaking with you, Jean.
Thank you.
Y'all, I've been on, but now I'm gone. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and
hey,
God
Gene.
Be your blessing.
Gene, this is Darren. Thank you so much for educating me on a lot of writers that, you know, that I didn't mention. Thank you for educating me more on music because you definitely know yourself.
Don't be worried about it, brother. Just stay in show business and you'll be part of the education.
I agree.
You want some of that poo-poo drink?
That's that poo-poo for you. You feel like a star and drink like a star.
That's right. I grew up with a Soul Train, so I know what you mean. It's good music, great music.
All right, then. Have a blessed day, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye, Jamie. We love you. Bye-bye.
Right. Goodbye.
Wow, so that was Gene Anderson, King of the Hollywood Blues, my dear friend from over 20 years. I can bring back memories. And so anyways, do we have our VIP guest on the line yet?
Yes, we do.
Hi, Kathleen Bradley. Hold on. Peter's ready for you, Kathleen. Hold on. Play that music, Peter.
All right.
Oh, kaboom. Yeah, we got that because that's a Hollywood connection. But you know what we're doing. There's a TV show she used to be on. Hold on. Wait, that's rock and roll. Peter, are you working with us?
Gonna kaboom me.
Because looking for a kaboom. Hold on, I'm doing the right intro, Kathleen. Hold on a second.
All right,
he had it all set up, and so when he does this, so in the meantime, we also are having some other guests in the house that we're gonna bring on shortly. Beaming Hope Church is here. We have an artist that's gonna audition live for Home Shopping Network. And Peter, are you ready? All right, play that music. Hold on. You'll know who she is. She's not rock and roll, Peter. Now, I bet Peter does not do this on his show. He is all set. He's got the sports web. He's got everything completely perfect.
If you got the sports web, is the Redskins playing tonight?
Got the right script.
Yes.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I think Peter needs some of that shampoo.
yes, Peter.
That poo-poo drink. Right?
My shampoo drink for you.
He had everything queued up back there. I'm like, everything's there. Okay,
fire,
Peter.
Fire. Whatever it is.
Okay, well, we're playing the intro of the show that she used to be on, Peter. Okay, so before you do that, Peter, because we're live on the air, and can you go to her intro that I sent you?
Yes, I can. Hold on a minute.
All right, let's go to this intro first. Kathleen, hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, listen to this, everybody. I don't know know why we're hearing rock and roll music.
I'm a little rock and roll, baby.
Okay. I want everybody to know this lady is amazing. She's a top model. She's got a business opportunity for everybody around the world. And while Peter's trying to do that, I don't think lightning struck our tower again. And I don't know what's happening back there.
I don't know what's playing in the background. Hold on a minute.
Okay. So in the meantime, Kathleen Bradley, I went under her, and she's got this new opportunity for business for everybody. Yeah. And so, but they all got to know who she is. And we got another 2 minutes, Peter. Are we ready?
I think they'll know once
one out of four people play every
hold on. Listen to this, everybody. We'll be right back.
Your friends invite you to play on your Facebook and other social medias. Not just here in the United States, but all over the world. The mobile gaming obsession is global. Now, can you imagine getting paid for people playing these games or people that are in your organization that live in Canada, Australia, India, Mexico, Bahamas, and so on? There are currently over seven countries outside of the U.S. that accept ambassadors as of now.
I've been in network marketing all of my adult life. And I've never seen anything like this. It is a very well-planned out strategic marketing plan that Game Loop Network has devised, and it's basically based on the forced matrix system, meaning when you're building your team and other people get involved, that you put them or place them in a very strategic place right in your system. And it just goes on and on like that. It's based on three people bringing in three people bringing in three people. And you build your whole organization together while you're making money and having fun. Believe me, it's a no-brainer. When my friend...
Okay, so Kathleen... There we go. Okay. That was Kathleen. That was the right... Peter?
Here you go.
Okay, that is Kathleen Bradley. She was the first African-American model on the Price is Right TV show. And so you heard a little bit about her intro, and there's so much more to that because we only have a half-hour show. But Kathleen, tell everybody why they should go under me because I'm under you.
Well, first of all, they know what you're doing. What I'm doing under you, are you doing on top of me?
Uh-huh. Well, you know, like on the marketing level, you know.
Oh, it sounds like something else, huh? Some people might want to get on top of us and below, huh? Oh, now.
Hey,
let me just start from the top. What it is, people out there, it is called Game Loot Network. Game Loop Network is the biggest thing that's hit town since you want to slice bread. And what it is, it's part of the mobile gaming industry. And the mobile gaming industry is a $40 billion industry. As a matter of fact, you know, Kim Kardashian, she actually made $45 million on one game alone. And you see these people walking down the street all into their phones and tripping over sidewalks and running into cars, running into cliffs, chasing after Pokemon, all of that. Well, Game Loot Network has its own set of games right now, and they're allowing us as ambassadors and affiliates to get a share into that revenue stream. So we're getting paid people by introducing people to the company, whether you play the games or not. We are ambassadors. We come into the company at a certain rate, and then we get three people, to duplicate ourselves, and those three get three, and those three get three. It's called the forced matrix. And from there, they have all kind of bonuses, and they award you money and bonuses. It is so phenomenal. It's easy, and it's fun. So I got my girl... Dawn involved in it yesterday, and she's hot to go with it. And right. We're sharing with everybody. It's nothing you have to sell. It's what you do is you share it and get paid.
And Kathleen, do you have your speaker on your phone?
Is that a problem?
Yeah, I was trying to. Yeah, we're just getting a little echo on some things. Yeah, can you take off a speaker?
Okay, now is that better?
Much better, much better. We're going to have Kathleen call in once a week as well and talk about this. And
but Dawn, I have a question. Isn't that something like the pyramid?
Let me say this about this. You know, the world was built on a pyramid. There's nothing wrong with a pyramid. And what it is devised like a triangle, okay? And
yeah, people I know.
And when people think pyramid, they think scheme, this, that, and the other, because it's got a bad connotation on pyramid. But it is not a scheme. It's not a scam. But it is based on a triangle, and pyramids are triangles, so you can say that. But the thing is, what it is network marketing at its best, and also it's multi-level marketing.
What is the product?
The product is called Game Loot Network. It's the mobile gaming industry. And what we are doing, people go in and play games on this with their games. That we have like 8 games right now that the company has introduced, and that people, you know how people just go in and you can play Angry Birds, you can play Candy Crush, Pokemon, all of those games.
The framework.
Okay. And what do you have to invest for this?
The initial investment is $124.99. Now, the thing you need to do is as soon as you get 3 people in, and we're called game ambassadors. When you get 3 game ambassadors in, the company pays you immediately $250 bonus. Plus, you will start getting paid $5 a day, every day. The company pays out weekly. It is deposited, and you get your own website. You have a back office. You have a where you can order different things, your earnings, your payroll, marketing arcade. They give you all the marketing tools, quick contacts, all kind of things in your back office. You can see your genealogy and your downline, which means, you know, the people that you brought into the company. Mm-hmm. And it is just an incredible situation. I've been in network marketing darn near all of my adult life. I've never seen anything like this. This company has really gotten it right. You don't have to go out and sell any vitamins, no candles, no vibrators, none of that stuff. Everybody's selling things, but you don't. You share this with people. And people that play games, fine. If you don't play games, you don't have to.
So, Yvonne, I have that information I'm going to send you tonight on everything.
Okay, do that. Do that for me, Dawn.
Awesome.
Thank you very much, Ms. Kathleen.
And that's Kathleen Bradley. I'd like you to call in once a week if you can and really talk about this, and we'll keep promoting it on the air because we're, you know, 5 stations, 2 FM and 3 AM.
Oh, yes, we'll have to do that because Clearwater, Florida is on fire with this right now, too, so people better get on board.
That's
it's
right.
It's really happening everywhere, actually all over.
Well, next week, Kathleen, on the both hours, I'd like you to call in because I know people would like to ask you questions about your life and how you started. But anybody here have a question for Kathleen Bradley, the Price is Right model?
And, Dawn, make sure you tell people how they can go in and look at your website so they can get it. You want to give that call letters out?
Thank you. Actually, I just put it on hollywoodconnections.biz. You can go right there and sign up right now. And I just need 3 people under me, and then I get my money back.
I'm making $20 a day.
That's fair enough.
I make $20 a day in my sleep. My husband and I, the other morning, and we were on vacation, and then when we got home, he said, "Well, honey, I got to get up and go to work." He said, "But you're making money already, and you're just sleeping." I'm like, "That's right, baby." Well, I love it. He's so supportive, and I'm building my team right now, and everybody from 18 years old to 80, we got people involved in this company.
Well,
and I'm just real excited about it.
Blind, crippled, crazy.
I know.
There you go. Blind, crippled, crazy.
Also, Kathleen, we have you calling in on Mina's show on Sunday, the Grown and Sexy show, because the ladies are excited to interview you as well and ask you some questions about being a model, and they are so super excited, and that's between 7:30 on Sunday as well. You'll be calling in the station.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, wherever I'm at. And this is, you know, I keep forgetting it's the Labor Day weekend coming up, people.
That's right.
So that's great. That means people are going to be able to get in contact with a lot of people personally and face-to-face and make sure that they know about this business. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, you said something earlier that I think would inspire a lot of people. I know I'd be interested in making money while I sleep.
That's what I'm interested in. And that's what we tell people. You know, sometimes people are a little reluctant or shy to go.
Kind of like being a tooth fairy.
Yeah.
Or talk to them. This is, and my daughter, she's 34, believe it or not, and she's involved in the company, and she's like, "Well, Mom, I don't want to bother people. I don't want to go. I don't want to force." It's no forcing. It's really sharing. What you do, you hit that person's go button, the why button, the what button that you're talking to. Like, let me show you how you can get that car you want to get. Let me show you how you can pay off a debt. Do you know that $20 a month for some people is the difference between bankruptcy and going into bad debt? Just $20 a month extra some people might want. with this company afford you that opportunity, and at very easily it can happen. I tell you, I'm so excited about it. I've got my whole family involved in it so they can pay me back.
Well, and you don't have to go to the Price is Right and try to win that car. You can make that car with that new business opportunity with Kathleen.
You can.
That's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of it. Sharing to people and letting them know how they can benefit from it. Everybody's going to benefit from each other. That's the key.
Very
so
cool.
We have all that lined up. I'm available for people who get involved. I have a special number that people can call me on, and I would be more than happy to talk to them about the what we're doing and how to get involved in it. And it's just real exciting.
That's right. And I'd like to bring your son on. He's a singer. I'd like you to bring him on maybe next week and play his music. And we're really excited because you're a golfer. I know we have golfers in the house that, you know, would like to ask you questions, and you're just at a charity.
Yes. But love to play golf.
We're going to get you back on next week, Kathleen Bradley. And thank you so much for calling in. And we're going to go to a new artist that's going to audition for Home Shopping Network right now. But Kathleen, thank you so much. God bless. And we'll hear you next week again on Hollywood Connections on Tantalk 106.1
FM.
All right. Thanks,
love
Kathleen.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 So see that live? I keep waving because we're live on the internet right there up in the corner, like right up on top. Anyway, so we're not going to talk where we met, but we
okay.
were another coincidental
sure.
thing. We met at the mall.
Harmonic Convergence.
Yeah. So everybody, you know, tell everybody who you are.
My name is Bradley Stauner. I'm a singer-songwriter, musician, I like to call it. It's kind of like magic, but... Yeah, it all depends on you.
Now, I sent Peter some
music is medicina, yes.
I know, and you have a car. I said I need to get you on Robert's show because you got a you're into cars.
Oh, I've been into cars since before I could steal them.
He's got all those you're talking about what
vintage automobiles. Yeah, I've this is the newest vehicle I've ever owned right now. It's a 2003. I can't even say 2003. my tongue isn't trained to do that. Yeah, this is I was driving a 59 El Camino in my early 20s, and I went to a 66 Buick Special. I came from Bradenton, Florida, actually. I had it up in Minnesota, and I've driven all different kinds. Wrenched, busted my knuckles. And one thing about wrenching on old cars, and it's a love, it's a passion, you know. So, but what you should do before you ever start doing any wrenching is just get a ball peen hammer and take your hand and put it on a table and smash it right away, and then get that over with. So then you can start getting the bloodletting going and taking off those, cutting your knuckles on a clamp or. You know what I mean? Just kind of get in the game.
Well,
know?
We need your knuckles on your guitar because it is 7:45.
I gave that up though a little bit. I let the young fellas do it now.
I love it. Now, do you want? I sent Peter some of your songs.
Okay.
And do you want to play live for us or both?
Yeah, sure. I'll play live or
he's
both.
Gonna play live.
I'll play both.
And
actually.
I'm sending him for the Keith Urban guitar. We're also gonna audition. He's auditioning live for Rob Anderson right here. And why would you want a Keith Urban guitar?
Well. To say honest to God truth, I haven't played them, but I know that nowadays there's a lot of great guitar, inexpensive guitars coming out for people that, you know, I got a $5,000 guitar right here, but, you know, I played since 1968, and I kind of deserved it after a while. But if you're starting out and you really want to have a good quality guitar, a lot of these guitars in this range are what you want to start out with. You don't got to spend a ton of money. And I'd definitely start out with something of a good quality and $500 and under, or even $300 and under. It just depends on what you want to invest in it and what it's worth to you. So, you know, like old cars, you know.
I think she's talking free guitar.
Yeah, free. Well, that's a good price tag, see?
Free.
Was it Lenny Kravitz said, well, I think he said, a guitar, you spend more than $800 on a guitar and you're spending too much money.
So. Mm. Well, the reason for you, it's not real free, but you have to, you know, earn go on Home somehow. Shopping Network and do the testimony.
Oh, okay.
And tell why you want it. But let's hear some of your music. We had 7:47. Yeah. I still have another guest in the house as well, and we're going to also have you come back, but listen to this amazing artist.
Well, I'll give you a little background. I wrote this song. I used to go to the desert a lot. I traded sand for sand with water. I was in Arizona for several years, and then there is no water. So now I got sand, and it's hotter than hell, and now it's water with sand. So I'll take the water and the sand. So it's called Hopeful Opal. I met a kid in a bar, and he was shaking some rocks in front of me, and I'm like, what's that? And he goes, how much you pay for them? He's all bummed out. He had holes in his pants. And I said, how much you pay for them rocks? He said, I paid $80. I said, you gave a man $80 for some rocks? And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So like 2 years later, I was going to the bar going, check these rocks out, man. Like I got these rocks, like $50, you know? So I wrote the song. It's called Hopeful Opal. And it's about the desert snowbird people like you get here, you know, but they're over there. But it's awfully beautiful in the desert, but I sure do love the ocean here. Or I call it the ocean, but this is called Hopeful Opal, and it's about all the crazy rock junkies and truckers. It's right on Highway 10, Quartzsite, Arizona, and going to Silly Al's, a place we'd try to walk behind our show and go to the bar so we didn't get in any financial trouble. This is called Hopeful Opal. Out in the sunlight you can see her right. That hopeful opal held up to the light. She's a real gem of mine, out in Quartzsite drinking wine. She's my little hopeful opal tonight. And when you hold her, knowing it feels right, then she'll surround you in that fire light. Always knowing that she's mine, I can see her fire line. She's my little hopeful opal tonight. These are the husbands and their wives, out in the desert sunsets living up their lives. So lay me down and cross your heart, we're hunkered down in Quartzsite tonight. And baby, it's alright, I can see her fire line. She's my little hopeful opal tonight. These are the boxcar kids on golden years, and the pilot jamming truckers banging diesel gears, and the rock hound lovers picking up both their ears in Quartzsite tonight. And baby, it's alright, I can see her fire line. She's my little hopeful opal tonight. Korea has long gone, and we're finding out that Grandpa, he's an unsung song. But Betty kept them kids together while he was marching along. And baby, it's alright, I can see her fire line. She's my little hopeful opal tonight. And we've been coming here for 15 years, down to Silly Al's and nearly drank a bowl his beer. Now the moon is right and let's not fight, let's walk that wash in Quartzsite tonight. And baby, it's alright, I can see her fire light. She's my little hopeful opal tonight. And baby, it's all right, I can't see them Tyson lights, so let's walk that wash in Quartzsite tonight. And baby, it's all right, I can't see her fire light. She's my little hopeful opal tonight. Thank you.
I know we're back on. I want to have you come back next week because you have a miracle story. And we have like 6 minutes left. And I want to thank everybody for being here and driving in from Orlando with your film. In the meantime, let's go to this quick commercial with Beaming Hope Church. And I've got Michelle here. We're just going to have 30-second spot just real quick. And if you're looking for a church, we're having a food drive here for this Beaming Hope Church. And I have Michelle here. Are we ready, Peter?
Just trying to get it ready here. I don't know why it's not playing.
Okay, in the meantime, we have Michelle here. She is from Beaming Hope Church. How are you, Michelle?
I'm awesome, Dawn. How are you?
You are live on five stations. Tell us why your church is so special, you know, and if you need to land someplace, this is a great place to land.
Well, we do a lot for the community, and we're reaching out. We do food drives every single week.
Giving.
Free food.
Loving. Sharing.
Times a week.
Is it on? Okay, he's playing your commercial.
Okay, awesome.
Are we on, Peter?
Giving, loving, sharing. Beaming Hope Church invites you to join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. Come early and sign up for our free food pantry weekly at 11,110th Avenue North in Largo. For more information, check us out at www.beaminghope.org.
Sure.
Awesome.
Okay, so Michelle, also, you know, we're really impressed because Bert, my husband and I went to your church, and we've gone to different churches around and we're trying to land, you know, and we're like, you'll know the church that you are being called to. And I saw, it was so funny because my husband goes, okay, it went a little longer than we thought, and he was so hungry. And I said, well, there's a food truck out there, honey. But no, really, you are helping people, and you've been in this church, and you sing as well.
Yes, I'm part of the praise and worship team, and we were really just led by the Holy Spirit and just go where God's leading us, just reaching out to the community and just sharing and bringing hope back to the people, because people
agree.
Are really desperate right now.
Well, you know what also impressed me? I'm sitting there, and I'm like, honey, why is there a washing machine up on the altar, and why is there this up there? And your pastor, you know, was saying that he's giving things away to the congregation for the people that need it.
Yeah, we're having a huge giveaway on September 11th. And it's over $2,000 in products. We're just giving away, raffling everything off. We're going to just called Love Our City Sunday. And we're just really trying to make everyone, let everybody know that we're here and what we're doing and to come and join us.
What I was impressed too, he's giving a car away in October.
That we're,
maybe
we're. That's not 100%. We're like 98% sure.
And that's what
about
he said, 98%.
So right. But yes, that's been something in my pastor's heart to do.
Well, you know, when I'm sitting there, and you know, when you go to a masseuse, right, you know, and that masseuse hits every pressure point on your body. Well, that pastor hit every pressure point in my heart, in my body. And I will tell you, I came out so refreshed and I feel so good over there, you know. And what was his name, the pastor?
Pastor Joe.
Pastor Joe,
Joseph Mitch.
Yep. A shout out to you and your beautiful wife. And it's also in Spanish, too. His wife speaks Spanish, so she...
Yep, so she translates. So while he's preaching, she's translating in Spanish for the whole community.
That's right. Now, also, Michelle brought... Now, I don't know if the guys are interested, but you brought something over. And I know I have two girls out there that they are very interested in the singers. Yep. But we have to minus two.
Okay.
But, you know, you also have something going on with a makeup company.
Yeah, so Origins, it's actually where I work. This is a new matcha mask, and it's packed with antioxidants. It's really awesome. It just revitalizes the skin, and it makes your skin renewed and refreshed. So got one for you too, Peter. Not going to forget you.
I know. And again, let's go back to Beaming Hope Church and where they can go, the website.
You can go to beaminghope.org, and our service is Sundays at 10 a.m. And come before the service and sign up for the free food every week. So deadline's about 9:30, I think, is the cutoff.
Well, you know, your pastor said, you know, we just don't give expired cans. We give steak. We give eggs. We give really healthful foods for people that need it, you know, on that.
Absolutely.
I know we have 3 minutes. I do want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming in. Say hello. Again, your website for your film.
Blade World Film.
Oh, take that.
BladeWorldFilm.com.
That's right. And maybe we can help you out with some of the castings. I know some people that would like to audition.
That would be great.
Awesome. Great. And thank you guys for coming here. Hope you had fun.
Thank you so much.
And
thank
also,
you so much, Dawn.
Bradley, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for having me with Hollywood Connections. This is so very lovely. And I'll tell you, you have a really nice class act studio.
Thank
this
you.
This is cool. I mean, as you know, have you seen some studios?
Yes,
this place is nice. Like, you could settle down and raise a small family here.
Well, you know what
there's
I like?
There's a bathroom and everything.
I like, when I first came here years ago, that Bible in front of me, right there, that Bible, that's what, you know, came in and I said, okay, I'm God sent here. But I'll tell you, and Darren, you are coming back. We have more. We didn't do much with you today. I know with everybody coming in. Thank you, Darren. Say goodbye. And your website, your Facebook. Wait, come up to the mic. Your mic.
Yeah.
And Darren, you're coming back next week.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it back next week if I'm not booked on anything. I have a lot of commercials coming up. But if you want to check out my work, it's www.darrenpferraro@jimdo.com. I have done a lot of work, but I want to come back next week and, you know,
yes,
let them know more about what I'm doing and also
and
hope
you
I can help these gentlemen out as well.
We're going to take phone calls and how you got to be an actor.
Definitely.
This is kind of like part
one.
Every
film and commercial I do is like makes me the most humble person ever to be in this business.
To be
in the music or acting, it's very, very, very great. It's very good.
We have 30 seconds here. Thank you, everybody. HollywoodConnections.biz. Peter, thank you so much. Kathleen Bradley, The Price is Right. Gene Anderson, King of the Hollywood Blues. And my husband, Bert Arnold. And everybody. And Michelle, thank you for being here. God bless. Give it to him. Watch things happen.
Thank you.
All right. We're out.